Welcome back, my friends, to the Derate the Hate podcast. I am your host, Wilk of WilksWorld.com, and I am so incredibly grateful that you are taking the time to join me for another powerful DTH episode. Friends, at the Derate the Hate podcast, it's all about bettering the world one attitude at a time. See, we did not create the hate, but with your help, we can derate the hate. That all starts with gratitude and personal accountability. We cannot control everything that happens to us in life, but we can control how we react to it. How we react, no matter what happens to us, how we react to it makes the difference. Friends, there is only one good thing about a bad attitude, and that is that we have the ability as individuals to change it. Here on the DTH podcast, we strive to bring you great guests and provide tools to do just that. Please be sure to share it with your friends. Subscribe if you haven't done so. Ratings and feedback are always greatly appreciated. And with that, let's get to this week's episode. When thinking back on the year 2023, the first word that comes to mind, my friends, is wow. Wow, oh wow, has it been an incredible year. I am just completely just floored as I go back through the memories in my mind of this year, thinking about the podcast and all the incredible guests that we've had, a few of the speaking engagements that just stand out in my mind. So in this episode, my friends, we are going to do a quick recap, just a rundown of all the things that are just blowing up in my mind to wrap up this year. And I hope you'll stick with me because I've got a few things that I want to talk about here. First and foremost, I want to thank my incredible friend and Braver Angels colleague, Julian Adorney. He is such a wonderful human being, somebody who's been doing a lot of incredible work behind the scenes with both Braver Angels and the Derate the Hate podcast. Somebody I am truly honored to call a friend. He sat in for me for a few episodes. He's going to continue to sit in for me occasionally as a guest host. And I hope you've enjoyed the work that Julian has done as much as I have, because the man is just absolutely incredible. One of the great thinkers, one of the great people doing such great work in the depolarization space. So Julian Adorney, and I'm honored to have him as part of my team. So with that, let's get into the year 2023. Like I said, so many incredible guests, way too many to name. I wish I could name them all and kind of go into each one of the episodes individually, but too many incredible guests. So many new friends made this year on the podcast, but one that stands out, first of all, early in the year, is my friend Reggie Wilson, talking about the Human Value Initiative. Reggie is doing incredible work, just talking about the infinite value that each one of us has as human beings, and how important that is to our mental well-being. Definitely an episode you do not want to miss, episode 148 with Reggie Wilson. What value do you place on you? Now, bouncing back even a couple weeks further than that, because we talk a lot about depolarization and bias on this program, and one that I don't want to forget in here is my friend Jessica Nordell. Now, Jessica and I don't see eye to eye on too many things politically, but when it comes down to bias and how we can end the bias that we each have, our unconscious bias, we talked about how In episode 146, the end of bias starts with a conversation. So much of what I talk about on this program, my friends, is how a conversation can help to enlighten us as to who those people are that we disagree with, and we find that we have much more in common than what separates us. So I don't want to miss that episode, episode 146, with my friend Jessica Nordell. The end of bias starts with a conversation. All right, my friends, I cannot do a yearly recap episode without talking about my friend, Madonna Hanna. You know, there's certain people that we meet in our lives, certain people. It's like, how is it that two people are aligned so greatly that come from so entirely different backgrounds? Madonna Hanna is a former educator turned fast and fabulous fashionista. She talks about being bullied as a child. Just an incredibly, incredibly cool person. Episode 152, thank goodness I was bullied, with Madonna Hanna.
All right, now episode 158, I talked about Julian and how he's been sitting in with me. Episode 158 was the first conversation I actually had with Julian Adorney. And when it comes to, like I said, the depolarization space, he's an incredible thinker, an incredible voice in that depolarization space. Episode 158, how can we promote a culture of civility when discussing politics? And that's definitely one that you're going to want to check out. Moving forward, and actually we have an episode of D-Rate the Hate coming up with the two of these guys, Julian Adorney and another friend of mine, Daniel Stone. I had him on episode 161 talking about, are your political rivals as bad as we think they are? I had him on the podcast talking about his book, Undue Hate. Now, friends, I know I'm ripping through these quick, but I've got a lot of them that I want to get to. I got a lot of them I want to talk about. And so I'm just going to keep on burning through them quick, and then we'll let you get back to the holidays, right? So episode 165, there's very few in the depolarization space that do so much work. John Wood Jr., National Ambassador for Braver Angels, dear friend of mine, joined me on episode 165 of the D-Rate the Hate podcast, talking about polarization being the issue of our time. One of my favorite quotes from John Wood Jr. is, polarization is the one problem that ensures all other problems will not be solved. John Wood Jr., if he's talking, you better be listening. Incredible man, incredible friend. Got to check out episode 165 with John Wood Jr. All right, moving forward, another great voice in the depolarization space, Zachary Elwood. Now, Zachary is a former professional poker player. He's the host of the People Who Read People podcast and the author of Diffusing American Anger. Another incredible thinker in the depolarization space. Somebody I'm honored to call a friend. Somebody I actually got to meet in person, sit down and have a meal with in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania this year at the Braver Angels convention. Such a cool guy. Somebody you definitely need to follow, whether it be on LinkedIn, Twitter, well, formerly known as Twitter X, wherever. If you get an opportunity to check out the works by Zachary Elwood, definitely somebody you're going to want to follow. Just a great person, great human being. Somebody who I definitely intend to have many more conversations with. So Zachary Elwood, episode 170, how looking through an us versus them lens leads to more anger and animosity. Okay, so anybody who's been following me for very long, or the D-Rate the Hate podcast, or knows about any of the work that I've done with Braver Angels, knows about my work in the Truth and Trust Project that I've been doing with Dr. Francis Collins. If you're not familiar with that, step back into 2022. There's a number of episodes where Dr. Francis Collins and I had conversations. There's some stuff on YouTube with Dr. Francis Collins, the former head of the National Institutes of Health, and me talking about how I'm on the side that very skeptical, very, unhappy with the government's response to the pandemic. Dr. Francis Collins, obviously one of the architects, one of the people who played an instrumental role in the government's response to the pandemic. He is a great friend of mine at this point, but we do disagree greatly on the government's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. With that said, I have also had the opportunity to build a friendship with Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, one of the authors of the Great Barrington Declaration, somebody who has been very outspoken against many parts of the government's response to the pandemic. The man is not hard to find in any social media platform, YouTube, X, you know, formerly known as Twitter. He has got some very, very incredible material out there that you need to check out. Somebody I am incredibly honored to call a friend. I had Dr. Jay Bhattacharya join me in episode 174 talking about humility and free speech and how they are fundamental prerequisite for truth and trust in science. So there are a number of things out there with Dr. J. Bhattacharya and I, but I'm very proud of this DTH episode 174 with Dr. J. Bhattacharya. So definitely check that one out and stay tuned. There will be more coming out in the coming months with Dr. J. Bhattacharya and myself. So moving forward, episode 176. If you haven't checked out the organization, like I said, I do a lot of work personally with the Braver Angels organization. But when it comes to the depolarization space and Gen Z, what's going on our college campuses? Nobody is doing more work than my friend Manu Meal and Bridge USA. Now, Bridge USA is an incredible organization. We do a lot of work together, Braver Angels and Bridge USA, closely tied on many things in this movement for depolarization. Bridge USA, Manu Meal, incredible friend, incredible guy. Episode 176, Will Gen Z Be Our Open-Minded, Hopeful Majority? All right, and as I said, friends, there's way too many friends, way too many incredible guests that I've had this year to name them all. I didn't want to take a whole lot of your time on this holiday week, but please be sure to check out the episode with the episodes with my guest hosts that have been filling in over the past few weeks. Jeff Scoop, former NSM leader, that is now one of the leading voices for de-radicalization of extremists. He guest hosted episode 186 with Henry Panaccia, another former NSM member. And then, of course, the episodes with Julian Adorni, talking to Mark Johnson and Angel Eduardo, two incredible voices in their own right when it comes to bettering attitudes, bettering mindsets, and bettering the world in which we live. Friends, this year has been an absolute whirlwind full of just great people, great conversations. We have to continue having the conversations. I look forward to more speaking events this year. Two that come to mind from this past year that were absolutely incredible. One, the one in Connecticut with my friend Monica Guzman from Braver Angels, speaking at Connecticut Public Broadcasting early in the year. And then my role in the Braver Angels National Convention in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. I look forward to so much more of this incredible work that we're doing. There's nothing that we can do that is more important right now to save our country, save humanity, than to work towards this thing we call depolarization. My friends, it's been an incredible year. I look forward to having an incredible 2024. I'm so incredibly grateful for all those that continue to support the Derate the Hate podcast and the work that we do here and at Braver Angels and just all of those people out there looking to better the world in which we live. God bless you all. Thank you all for taking the time to listen. Please share this with your friends. Share the Derate the Hate podcast. And with that, I'm going to get myself out of here. God bless you. Happy New Year. And see you around on the other side, all right?
Friends, if there's anything in this episode that provided exceptional value to you, please make sure to hit that share button. Share it with your friends. Share it far and wide. And of course, if you haven't done so already, be sure to subscribe right from our website so you can get the Derate the Hate podcast sent to your email inbox every week. So this is Wilk wrapping up for the week saying get out there, be kind to one another, be grateful for everything that you've got, and remember it's up to you to make each and every day the day that you want it to be. If there is something that you would like to share with me, you can catch me on most social media platforms or you can email me directly, wilk@wilksworld.com. With that, my friends, I am going to back on out of here, and we will catch you next week. Take care.